Chapter 32. Corporate Guilt and Repentance. The popular Sunday-keeping church's view. The prevailing egocentric concern makes it impossible to think of repenting for any but one's own sins. And the motive for repentance is personal security. The contemporary Seventh-day Adventist view. The prevailing egocentric concern makes it difficult to envisage repentance for any but one's own sins. The overriding motivation is concern for one's personal salvation. This, of course, negates the true spirit of repentance. No real sympathy with Christ is possible. The 1888 Message View. The repentance and baptism of Christ introduces a larger concern, corporate guilt and repentance. We see ourselves potentially guilty of the sins of the whole world, in fact. This makes an effective, Christ-like love possible. It also makes possible an identity with Christ like that which a true, understanding wife feels for her husband. Corporate repentance enlists the active sympathy and understanding of Christ's people with him in his closing work of atonement. Self ceases to be the center of concern,